This is Rebecca Weinstein for WHRO-FM. This Sunday from 1 to 3, WHRO presents a classical open mic at Short Lane Ice Cream in Gloucester. It's part of the 7th annual Gloucester Arts Festival that's kicking off today. I spoke with Elizabeth Blackney, the executive director of the Cook Foundation that presents the festival, and we talked about the breadth of all the events coming to the Gloucester community this month, everything from symphonic music to painting to sculpture.
Everybody likes different things, and we want there to be something for everyone. And so, you know, we have the plein air week, which is exciting this year. It kicks off this coming Friday night with Brews, Brine, and Wine out at Machicomico State Park. And the artists will be doing small works that'll be priced very affordably. And we want to encourage new art collectors. But then we have, you know, really exciting things with, you know, a hands-on metalworking and patina experience with globally renowned conservator and sculptor Andrew Baxter, who works with the Getty and the National Gallery of Art and lots of other incredible institutions. But we also have the studio tour, which last year was just incredibly well attended. And it gives folks a chance to meet their neighbors who are also spectacular artists. And we have, you know, Steve Christo from Perrin Creek Custom Boots, who did the governor's boots this last year for his inauguration, and people like Teresa Wells-Stifel and Julie Schusler, who are incredible artists in their own right. And then we have Village Arts Day, which is also magical and fun for everybody, all ages. And a lot of our events are free and open to the public.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'm really happy and glad that you were able to include us in your lineup this year. We're really excited.
Oh, we're so excited about this partnership. It is really wonderful for us. We've worked with the Virginia Symphony Orchestra for many years. This is our 17th year of having the Virginia Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Under the Stars on Main Street. And we also fund a classical education program in our schools. Nice. So we bring the Virginia Symphony Orchestra up, and they, you know, teach the kids, you know, different things about the instruments, and it gets them hands-on. So when WHRO reached out and was like, hey, we're doing a classical open mic, we were like, we are in. Let's do this.
It's funny, the stars kind of aligned, because we were looking at doing one in Gloucester for a while. I don't think we've done an open mic there yet. And I was looking at Short Lane Ice Cream because I just thought, hey, that's a kind of unexpected but fun venue for this. And then I saw, you know, month of June, Gloucester Arts Festival, and was like, well, it seems like that would be the good time to do an arts event over in Gloucester. So I'm really happy that it worked out.
Yeah, we are too. We're really looking forward to it. We've heard from, you know, kids and families who are really excited about it. Short Lane, of course, does ice cream on Village Arts Day. Yeah. They bring their stuff down, and we love Short Lane. They do great work, and it's wonderful for us to be able to bring you guys into the loop there. We're so excited about that event.
I think they're even going to work up some kind of classical music ice cream sundae special for us that day. So I'm especially excited about that.
Yes, all ice cream all the time.
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, could you tell me a little bit about, I guess, yourself and your role and interest in the arts and how you got involved in planning this festival?
Oh, sure. So this is my second festival with the foundation. I started in October of 2021, and I absolutely have fallen in love with the community. I live in Williamsburg, kind of have my eye on a couple of different places here to move into Gloucester proper, but it's a magical place to be a part of. I have a human rights background, so I worked in the civil and human rights space for most of my career. But my favorite part of my favorite job was in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And they had a wide breadth of really powerful art therapy programs. Everything from, you know, traditional things like basket weaving and doll making and embroidery, which, I mean, the most beautiful things. But they also had a music therapy program that was extraordinary. And my favorite part of that work when I was, you know, working to end sexual violence in conflict was just the transcendent capability of art of any kind to really connect people together, especially people who felt disconnected from one another, and to make people just feel unified and belong. And So I really love the mission of the Cook Foundation. We're getting ready to celebrate our 25th anniversary next year. So we're very excited about that. And the festival is extraordinary. And not for nothing, I am a lifelong classical and opera music fan. And my mother's a painter. And so being all of my favorite parts of my life are represented in this. And I don't think I'm unique in that. So it's really wonderful to be a part of a festival that is so welcoming, inclusive to all.
One last question for you. Can you talk a little bit about, I guess, what your hopes and plans are for the future with the Gloucester Arts Festival?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the things that's happening this year that is the very most exciting thing to me is we, the Cook Foundation, we are opening the Fine Arts Museum of Gloucester on June 13th. We've acquired over 300 works and artifacts by Casey Carneal, who painted all day, every day for 50 years at her home, the Free School House, off of Robin's Neck. And the fine arts are all around you. You don't have to go to Richmond. You don't have to go to DC or New York or Paris. You can come right down here and meet the works of a fine artist. Casey passed last year. And so having all of her works unified together is really exciting. Over 90 works will be on display when we open on June 13th. And it's a retrospective of 50 years of painting. It includes the last completed work that she created. And we're very excited to share that with the community. Nothing creates pride of place more than art. And, you know, it's not just seeing all of the great works, which we love to bring, but also the great works that are from here and of here are really important. So we're very excited about that. And the future is very bright. You know, when you open a museum, you know, our founder, Adrian Ryder Cook Joseph, and our board of directors are really visionary, a very visionary group of women, and making sure that everyone in Gloucester and the region has a really superb place to come. It's free and open to the public. You know, we're not selling the works. It's a proper museum. People will be able to just come, bring their kids, or just come by themselves and just get to know each other through the arts. And so we're really excited about what that can mean for the future. And stay tuned, lots more coming.
That was Elizabeth Blackney from the Cook Foundation and the Gloucester Arts Festival. It's kicking off tonight with Brews, Brine, and Wine at the Machicomoco State Park. On Saturday at 6, the Virginia Symphony Orchestra performs at the corner of Main and Walter Reed Way. Then on Sunday, you can join us for a classical open mic hosted by Wayla Shambo at Short Lane Ice Cream from 1 to 3. Learn more about all the events coming up throughout the month of June at GloucesterArtsFestival.com. For WHRO-FM, I'm Rebecca Weinstein.